Hey there, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally. I hope that you are all well and life is treating you well, that summer's cooling down and is enjoyable. So I'm going to jump right over to the Facebook page. And Susan is finally getting some answers on Rico's prostate issues. And it sounds like the prostate is moderately enlarged and had just swelling in one. He had a mass on the cranial prepuce, which has decreased in size from a walnut into maybe an acorn size. So that's pretty awesome. So here's the deal. You know, this may be where we need to sit down with a consultation. I would suggest getting that mass biopsied, but frankly, it can probably be done with a fine needle biopsy. And then that's going to give you an idea, is this thing healthy, you know, a benign type tumor, is it a malignant tumor, what do you need to do from there? And so if it, on the other hand, if it has shrunk that much in just a few weeks, then you could consider letting things go for another few weeks and see if it just gets better. May's asking about melatonin and all of this. How long does it take? And some nights are great. Last night was not so great. And so, May, it can take, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, because essentially what we're doing is using melatonin in this situation to manipulate the hormone system. And so, you know, you can, what we generally recommend doing, and I think you've got another question about that, is how to dose it. And so for Spirit's size, you can, I think your melatonins were 3 milligrams a piece, so that's got you to 9 milligrams, which is a pretty healthy dose. If things are, you know, every week, if things are not smoothing out a little bit more, then what I would suggest doing is adding 3 milligrams in the morning, 9 milligrams at night. Give that a week or so. If things are better, 6 milligrams in the morning, 9 milligrams at night, so on, until you get up to the 9 or 10 milligram twice a day dosing. It should not make him sleepy during the day, partly because we're taking our time to increase the dose, and also because, again, we're using it primarily as a way to manipulate his hormone system. So I hope that makes sense. Again, a technological screw-up with the interview with Anya, and I think that that link is up here somewhere too. Yes, so here it is. So there is that. Here is Mr. Handsome Willie, and you know, it's, as Jamie says, create a plan and pivot when things aren't working. And so, I mean, it sounds like you really have a wonderful oncologist to work with. Palladia, I mean, every chemotherapeutic drug has side effects, but palladia is somewhat limited in them. So at this stage of the game, it's going to hopefully create some benefit for Mr. Willie and go from there. And I think, yeah, he's like, Mom, give me the lunch. We had a pet fire safety day last week. And I think I went through this for you about the melatonin dosing, May. Here's Hannah's very cute pups sleeping, just totally conked out. And what do you do? Susan's asking, what do you do with a Yorkie who eats, after he eats, acts like he's on crack and then throws up his food? So something is not happy there, which is an understatement, so to speak. And there could be a couple of things going on. You know, there could be something in the stomach that's taking up space, so when he does eat, it's uncomfortable. He could have an ulcer that's making him uncomfortable when he eats. And if it's not happening every day, then try to think about what is going on the days when it is happening. Is there more anxiety in the house? Do you have a dog that's kind of having ups and downs? And the days when this Yorkie has a problem, somebody else is having a really bad day. So kind of think about that a little bit more. You could also use something like Heartburn TX. RX, I think it is actually. And so what I would do is go to fullscript.com, look this up, and I'm sorry I don't have a direct link for you. But if you, as I said, most of you all have you have my you have credentials already with the FullScript store, so check that out. But it's something that I use to help kind of seal over the gut, but it has a lot of things that help to reduce stomach irritation, things of that nature. So that's been really, really helpful. Let me see here. Let me pop back. Whoop. There it goes. Let's see. So, Mr. Willie, yep, I'd start low and work your way up with the Palladia. So, in the curcuma, you will need to be a little cautious with the Palladia because it may inhibit the function of the chemotherapeutic. Now, the diarrhea is interesting. So here's the really, there was a study done on internalizing, so how you felt post chemotherapy, and in I think in Switzerland, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember the details exactly, but here's the interesting thing, is that what they were doing was for children that had really awful cancer and things were not working well, and I don't know how you'd work this with Willie, what they would do is, or they weren't, the drug was working, but they weren't tolerating the drug. What they would do is teach them a meditation where they would feel the side effects of the drug and, you know, what it was doing. As far as killing off cancer cells, how that felt, how it made them feel. And the fascinating thing is that they were able to invoke that same set of feelings about how the drug made them feel at will, and more importantly, with the same effect on the cancer cells. So, what they became able to do was to direct their immune system. Their own immune system to attack the cancer cells without the actual chemo. So that may be part of what's going on is that Willie is either stressed out in the appointments or from you being gone, but maybe he's sort of know, okay, I went there and this is how I'm supposed to feel afterwards. So it'll be interesting to see if this helps or not. Now, the other thing is too, is the PEA we talked about last week may help somewhat with the itching because it does help to reduce histamine release from the mast cells. The labs are, you know, with the liver elevated and the kidney elevation, those are probably from the drugs and not the cancer itself. And as far as kidneys go, I did read a report where they are using, oddly enough, quercetin and a chemotherapeutic drug, one of the NAB drugs. So it inhibits specific interleukins to treat kidney disease. And they found that it also reduced brain inflammation. And more importantly, was that they used a combination of 3 days worth of these products and they saw a sustained effect for 11 days out, both in supporting kidney function and in improving cognitive function. So we're really starting to get this figuring out. And so I don't know, how would you work this for Willie? And I think just focus on how well the doxorubicin did for him initially, and then this diarrhea is a sign that his body is trying to fight off the cancer cells and kill them all by its little self. So rock on, Willie. Hope that helps, Jamie. Kay's asking about spondylosis versus degenerative myelopathy. And Karen is right. You would actually need this DNA test to diagnose degenerative myelopathy. I see a lot of veterinarians calling rear-end weakness degenerative myelopathy when indeed it is not. So there's a couple of things that you would want to do. I would use pain medicine because, get the test, do that, but do use some pain medicine because it's going to give you an answer. Is he painful in because of spondylosis or because of degenerative myelopathy? And the other thing to remember is that the pain may not be in the rear end, but the pain could be in the chest, in the upper thoracic spine, because now all of his weight is shifted forward, trying to keep things rolling. So there's a couple of different options out there. This is where rehab type therapy is going to be very helpful, whether it is spondylosis or degenerative myelopathy. Degenerative myelopathy, you're going to want to actually work a little harder, a little faster. And go from there. And this is another situation where that PEA, I think, will be helpful. So I've been using it personally for about a week now, and I think it is helping quite a bit. So I've got another client that's trying it out for her dog because, it's not, there's no side effects with it. But I think, Kay, this is where you need to kind of follow both paths, relieve pain if it is present. Starting with NSAIDs because it's a great test, and then also figure out if there is degenerative myelopathy. And this is where a consultation may be quite useful to go through some additional supplementation to support your pup. And unfortunately, Westies are a breed that do get degenerative myelopathy. And I think that's it. Let me double check the page and make sure that I've got everything. Jamie. Yeah, I think we're good. So, again, the next time I see you will be down in Mexico. So, until then, give everybody a big hug. Love them up. Take good care. I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally.